You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Fridge or pantry? When Chef Plum was on earlier this week, he said eggs have to stay out. They're not supposed to go in the refrigerator.
Well, and I have to, but.
Right. But I was shocked by that. All right, you can find Chef Plum online at chefplum.com. He's from the Food Network, host of Restaurant Road Trip. What is up with these eggs being stored on your counter?
Well, it's funny because we're so worried about food going bad that we kind of tend to forget where it came from, right? When a hen lays an egg, it's not like she lays it and puts it in the fridge. Like, hey, that one's ready to go. They actually keep it warm by like staying on top of it and let their body heat warm it up. If you know, here where we live, there's lots of farmlands. And if you drive around in these farms that have a cooler set up outside, that's like a dozen eggs, $7, $8, $10. Actually, they're probably 25 now. Eggs are expensive.
They sure are.
But those aren't kept cool or anything, right? Because it's not pasteurized. So the key thing here, pasteurization is a way to keep pathogens from growing. It's by using extreme temperatures, either cold or hot. Most eggs can last a pretty long time without being kept in a refrigerator. So you got to think about the things that make stuff go bad. Time and temperature, right? But and it's all caused by air. So if air can't get to the inside of that egg, it's not going to go bad, especially if it's already straight from the farm. So, yeah, you don't have to keep your eggs, cold by any stretch of the imagination. You know, we get eggs from the farm, we leave them out.
And the same thing we had talked earlier this week, if you missed it, about tomatoes. Yeah. I didn't know that tomatoes are not supposed to go in the fridge and that's where all my tomatoes go.
No, they're not. Again, think about where it comes from and how it grows. It grows in a garden. It grows in a farm on a steak with the heat beating down on it, and when you get them fresh like that, definitely don't put them in the fridge. What happens is when it gets really cold, the intercellular walls of the tomato break. They burst because of the cold temperature, which is what causes that tomato to taste kind of gross and chalky. But if you keep it out, you'd be surprised how long they'll last.
All right, we're going to play a game. It's going to be called Fridge or Pantry.
Is there a prize?
No, there's no prizes here. You know that. Okay. I mean, you want a t-shirt? You want an Anna and Raven t-shirt?
I would love one. I don't have an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Really?
I don't know if you make them in triple XL, though.
I'll have one specially made for you. How about that?
That hurt.
All right. You're the one that asked for it. All right, peanut butter. Where are we putting the peanut butter?
Pantry. Don't put it in the fridge. You put it in the fridge, you can't get stuff out of it. It's annoying.
Mustard.
Fridge.
Okay.
Is it open?
Yes.
Fridge.
Not opened.
About pantry.
Okay. How about ketchup? Same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
Once that air gets to it, that's the key thing. Like I said before, air is your enemy. When air gets to it, that's when it can start to go bad.
Butter.
Butter can be kept out. Butter is all fat. Air can't get into the inside of butter, and it doesn't. Pathogens don't like to grow on butter.
So wait, is there a specific time limit, like only 3 days for butter being left out, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Really?
I mean, I worked in a bakery. We had hundreds of pounds of butter just lined up on trays set up, for days.
Okay.
Easy. I mean, you think about it. If the air can't get to it, it's fine.
How about like the fruits that aren't refrigerated when you buy them at the stores, but then you put them home and you normally put it in the fridge, like cantaloupe?
Yeah, you don't need to refrigerate cantaloupe. No, not
really?
At all. Definitely not. Definitely not. Cantaloupe can be kept just fine. You can even, if you cut it, you're talking about?
Yeah.
You're talking about a whole.
Both.
So if it's whole, definitely not. If you cut it, maybe eventually I would, but no rush.
Does it elongate the lifetime of it if you put it in the fridge?
Yes, because imagine, think about this. Like I've said, if the air gets to it, that's what can make it go bad. If you're not going to cut your cantaloupe, you're eating the inside of the cantaloupe. Air can't get to it. So if you keep it whole, you don't need to worry about it. But if you do cut it, I've left cantaloupe out for days.
I have a strawberries.
Strawberries should not be kept in the refrigerator. They will last longer in the refrigerator. The best way to make strawberries last even longer is to put them in a jar.
Just put them in a jar?
Yep, put them in a jar. And not in that container where it's just, I don't know, there's so much airflow in there. And just a jar that holds up even better, like a big mason jar. Get your strawberries, put them in that, put the top on it, good to go.
Why do I feel like we're so smart right now?
I don't know. I'm here. That's what I do. And just think about it. Like I said, the air is your enemy. If air can't get to it, it's good to go.
Chef Plum, you can visit him online at chefplum.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.